Before a frac sand mine is approved, there are public hearings, and at nearly every one of these meetings, concerned citizens argue that the chemicals used to wash frac sand are toxic and could get into groundwater in private wells. The chemical people are most concerned about is called polyacrylamide, which is used to get mud and silt out of the water used to wash the sand. UW Eau Claire geology professor Kent Severson says polyacrylamide itself is harmless, but it's made from a toxic chemical called acrylamide.
And there will always be kind of trace amounts or residual amounts of acrylamide that are present in that polyacrylamide as well.
Is it possible for this acrylamide to get into the groundwater?
Certainly. It could get into the groundwater, and that's why this is an issue that is out there. And then if the acrylamide is in the water, then the question would be how much of it is in there, what concentration is in the water, what direction it is moving, how fast it's moving, and how far before it might encounter a private well.
While Severson says it's possible, there haven't been any studies to prove this happens. Even so, the Department of Natural Resources has regulations aimed at keeping too much of these chemicals from getting into the groundwater. DNR wastewater specialist Roberta Walls says permits limit how much polyacrylamide sand mines can use and requires them to keep records to show they're within the law.
We would be able to backtrack on that and determine whether or not they're staying within their use restriction.
But the DNR doesn't do any follow-up testing of water at the mine to make sure companies are following the polyacrylamide limits. Walls says she's even run into frac sand mines that don't follow the law at all.
I have encountered facilities that have not kept the appropriate records.
Whether or not the mines follow the law, it's unclear whether toxic acrylamide makes its way into nearby wells. But there is one ongoing study working to answer that question. It's not being done by the EPA or state DNR. Instead, it's led by the Chippewa County Land Conservation Department, tucked away in the basement of the county courthouse. Seth Abel is their process engineer.
When the companies do want to use polyacrylamide, we have a process set up which says you need to keep track of how much flocculant you're using. We want that reported at the end of the year in an annual report. And then any waste materials generated at the site, that we do a test for acrylamide. And then also that we do any testing of any, basically any settling ponds. We install a monitoring well and do groundwater testing. Downgrading of that.
Abel says after 2 years of testing, they haven't found any acrylamide in the groundwater or the leftover mud. He says that's not the final word, but they feel very good about the results. And that's good news for frac sand miners in Chippewa County. Brian Wurzel is the superintendent for Superior Silica Sands Wash Plant in New Auburn. He says they've been working with the county to prove their process and the chemicals they use are safe.
You know, it has been tested, and that's why we do our well sampling. You know, we haven't had any hits on the acrylamide in our groundwater to date, and we've been here 2.5 years.
While Chippewa County's efforts are a start, most everybody involved, from regulators to concerned citizens, agree that more study is needed to find out exactly how this chemical breaks down and how it moves through the groundwater. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.